Guide to Christian Perfection by Charles Fitch, written in 1840. Views of Sanctification by Charles Fitch, pastor of the Free Presbyterian Church, Newark, New Jersey. Guide to Christian Perfection, Volume 1, Number 8, February 1840. Preface. The Lord Jesus Christ, whom having not seen I love, in whom, though now I see him not, yet believing, I rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, has of late made good to me, vastly unworthy as I am, his own assurance. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. John 14:21. I feel that it would be base in me not to acknowledge that through the amazing condescension of my Redeemer, he has made me to enjoy rich manifestations of his love. I speak of it to his praise. He has taught me to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to make my requests known unto God. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding has kept my heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. Out of the abundance of my heart my mouth has spoken. Luke 6:45. And I have given those who attend on my ministry to understand that it is my belief that God has created in me a clean heart and renewed a right spirit within me. Psalm 51:10. That he has made me to know something of the blessedness of the pure in heart. Matthew 5:8. Some have thought that I was bringing strange things to their ears, and such a report went abroad. At a late meeting of the presbytery, the brethren, with perfect propriety and with the utmost kindness, desired of me that I would tell them what this new doctrine is. I gave them a brief statement of my feelings and views, and answered as well as I was able several inquiries. The presbytery then, with perfect propriety and my apprehension, appointed a committee to confer with me further on the subject. Of all this, I fully approve. Soon after, I received a note from one of the committee, in which, in a kind and Christian-like manner, he proposed the following questions and requested an answer. Number 1. Do you believe that the Bible teaches men are perfect in holiness in this life? I ask no more than yes or no. Number 2. What cases or characters were without sin in Bible history, except Christ? Merely name them. Number 3. Of all the martyrs whose memoirs have come down to us, how many do you find perfect? Number 4. In modern times, have not the best of men evidently been sinful more or less? And have they not thought themselves to be so? Number 4. In the circle of your acquaintance, have those who claimed perfection generally turned out as well as those who feared always? Number 6. Are those around you who claim this more meekly and heavenly than others? Number 7. Do not perfection people very frequently run into some palpable inconsistencies? Number 8. Do you avow the belief that you are generally without sin, in thought, desire, word, deed, or defect? Number 9. And have you made up your mind publicly to teach and defend the position that there are men among us who are without sin? I have taken this way to lay myself fully open to my brethren and to the world, because I believe it to be in all respects the easiest and the best, and do greatly rejoice in the opportunity afforded me to testify to others of the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in me, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. I wish, by the grace of God, to be a living epistle, known and read of all men, according to 2 Corinthians 3:2. It is my prayer that God will enable others, as he has me, to say, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. And thus may they with joy draw water out of the wells of salvation, and say, Praise the Lord. Isaiah 12:2-4. And may the redeemed of the Lord return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy be upon their heads. And may they obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning flee away. Isaiah 51:11. Then shall the joy of the Lord be our strength. Nehemiah 8:10.
Charles Fitch.